Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A turnaround shot that rattled wide. Subban, one more try, deflected over the net, and the Pittsburgh Penguins again are the Stanley Cup champions.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. It's Andrew Filipponi and Chris Muller. Doc Emmerich calling the Penguins' last Stanley Cup victory. And they're going back to the scene of the crime tonight to play the Predators in Nashville. Penguins, I would say, comfortably in the playoffs right now.
Right now being the very operative two-word phrase there, Pony. Because if they keep it is notable that they, in these losses, the Flyers
lost. They're still picking up the
loser point. They're still picking up the loser point, which, by the way, is the reason that they're getting, that they're currently comfortable.
If they didn't have 10 loser points.
They have 11 loser points.
Oh, 11 now. Okay.
And that is a 4-point, I think, difference with Montreal. Here, I have the standings right here. So Montreal's record is the first team out. They have 7 loser points. Penguins have 11 of them. You take those 11 away, they're 2 points up on Montreal.
Which
and
is
suddenly,
one of the
this is very important.
Which is one of the stupidest rules in sports, that when a game ends in regulation and you're tied, you get rewarded.
I don't like it. Well, one of the things Jeff Hathorn does when he's doing sports is that I love is he just gives the Penguins win-loss record. He does not drop, you know, if they are like 28, 20, and 10, he'll say they're 28 and 30 because they are. They've lost more games than they've won. Yep. I understand that there's a point involved, but it really is stupid. By the way, what was your thought on the catfish thing in Nashville? Dumb?
Loved it.
You're a guy that hates the storm surge.
Yeah.
Hates all that, and yet
because
you love...
that's done by players, and that was done by fans. There's a difference there. Decorum and professionalism, big difference between
decorum
fans and players.
Decorum and professionalism.
Yes.
Unbelievable. You're here screaming about Yale, and you're talking to me about decorum and professionalism.
I don't play in the NHL.
For the purposes of the show, you're the professional. I'm certainly not.
Yeah, uh-huh. So the NHL odds here. These are Stanley Cup championship odds here at the Rivers Casino.
Where you should come down, by the way, and experience a unique day one of these days this weekend.
Auburn up 8 on New Mexico State. Vermont and Florida State are at the half, and Michigan State Bradley about to get underway. So the Penguins on this sheet. Odds to win the Stanley Cup. They are currently 9th at 15-1. They have the same odds as the Capitals. Tampa Bay, Boston, Calgary, San Jose, Winnipeg, Nashville, Toronto, and Vegas all have better odds.
Oh, man.
Are the Penguins at 15-1 a good bet, a bad bet to win the Stanley Cup?
I still think they're a pretty good bet, man, for those odds, right? Like, at 15-1, I think that's worth, you know, your $20 if you're a betting person. Why? I have a couple reasons. The been there, done that factor, I think, is a real thing, much more than the inverse of it, which is, oh, I can't pick the Browns, say, to win because they've never done it. Just like last year, who could pick the Capitals over the Penguins? They've never beaten them. If you really thought Washington...
I got burnt by that.
But okay, so did I. But because I kept saying I do need to see it. But if you're a betting person and you really believe in a particular team, the fact that they haven't won before shouldn't affect you, correct? You're a man who makes a fair regular amount of bets. You don't just let the fact that the Browns maybe are the favorite, if you really believe in them in the AFC North, dissuade you. So I don't believe
well,
in that.
Well, it depends.
I don't believe in that whole thing. But I do believe in the idea that the Penguins, with Crosby playing generally very well, with Malkin, if he gets back, having that de facto time off to freshen him up, and if Letang kind of keeps his head, I look at them having all the component parts they need, and maybe more importantly than anything else, and I think Murray will be fine in the playoffs, I think they have a bunch of role players that actually want to play the roles that they have been assigned. I hate saying this because I think it's such a cheap way to look at certain things sometimes. That Brassard thing is a classic change of scenery deal for all three people involved. And Jared McCann has taken an opportunity and run with it.
Yep.
They're a better hockey team. Brassard was objectively the best player in that deal. The Penguins are a better hockey team having traded the best player in the deal. That is a rarity.
Well, that's only true if Malkin's healthy. Because if he's not, I like Bluger, but he's not a second-line center, and I'm still underwhelmed by Bukestad.
I think Malkin will be healthy.
Who might have played better against Philly, great, but still, to me, $4 million-plus player with a couple years left on his contract, I don't like that end of the trade for the Penguins. I love the McCann part. I'm not enamored with that. I think Goodbranson has stayed out of harm's way. He's not making a lot of plays, but he's not making mistakes, and for him, that's fine.
He's a sixth defenseman. That's a perfectly acceptable thing.
Right.
Jack Johnson, who we've both been very down on, I'll give him credit, in that game against the Carolina game, he was good.
Yep.
I mean, he might have had his best game of the season start to finish. I just think there are very few teams of the eight that are better than them in odds. Tampa Bay, obviously. You have to give them the credit.
Yep.
In the East, I don't know who else I like besides maybe Toronto more than the Penguins. And that's even, like, I feel like a little bit grimy saying that. Tampa's just is so overwhelmingly good. If the Penguins get through their first-round series, and that's a big if, I like them as much as just about anybody left. I really do. That first round in the NHL playoffs is the most dangerous one. It's where everybody's theoretically at full strength.
So the reason why I like them is because with the way the playoffs are set up, if you win the Metro Division, you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs Final Four. And as long as they don't plummet to the second wild card spot, they're going to be in a playoff draw with Washington, the Islanders, and either Columbus or Carolina. Of those four teams, picking today, regardless of who has home ice, I would pick the Penguins among those four teams to come out of that part of the bracket.
I would.
Right
I don't,
now. And I say
would.
That, and I'll give you a reason why I pick against each team. Holtby this year is 25th in save percentage, .908. He's been bad. And the Hagelin trade has been good for them, but it's, you know, even with what the Penguins did a couple of years ago, I typically pick against teams to repeat.
That was, by the way, my reason not to pick Washington was the goalie. My reason not to pick the Islanders is they can play a defensive game.
They can't score.
But I look at them as the – I know the Senators was a major nerve-wracker a couple of years ago when the Penguins won a cup. I mean, everybody knows how they probably felt in double overtime of that Game 7, but – I think the Islanders have a distinct Penguins 07 vibe about them. They are way ahead of schedule. Trotz is getting all this love for Coach of the Year, and he should. But I could see the Islanders in the first round getting absolutely demolished by the Penguins.
The Islanders are going to have two decisions to make in the are going to have a major decision to make in the playoffs. Who starts in goal for them? And do they do what they've pretty much done all year, which is rotate their goalies for a playoff series? That's a hard thing to do. And if a goalie has a bad game, is he out?
Doesn't that feel
if
like...
If Leonard has a bad game, does Greiss go in?
Doesn't that feel like the old NFL quarterback thing? If you have two starting goalies, you have none.
I've never really seen that work in the playoffs.
The Penguins pulled it off with Fleury and Murray, but it wasn't by choice. It was a necessity thing. And when it got to a point where they could have a choice in the 2016 playoffs, remember that?
Yep.
It didn't go well, and then they just rode with Murray the rest of the
way. And I just don't know where their scoring's going to come from.
They're a nice story, but they're not a team I'd pick over the Penguins.
The Islanders are going to have one 30-goal scorer this year. It's going to be Anders Lee, who's like a younger version of Patrick Hornquist.
Nothing they bring to the table shot like scares me.
Okay, how about Columbus, who they've pretty much been a up and down definition of mediocre team since the trade deadline.
They've loaded up, which makes me a little more nervous than I normally would be.
And now Bobrovsky's hurt, by the way.
That's the best thing that could happen to them. No, I'm dead serious, man, because I just said to start this segment, I don't like doing the inverse of the they've been there before, the whole they can't do it because they've never done it. But we have seen them melt down in such stunning, spectacular fashion, the same way, mind you, against the Penguins, that one almost does feel predestined, doesn't it?
Well, it did last year with Washington.
If Bobrovsky is in the game, don't you feel like he's going to morph into the 830
yes,
save percentage bomb?
I do, and I felt that way about Holtby until last year when he outplayed Murray.
But it's happened way more. Washington has been a team that easily could have beaten the Penguins before. I've never felt like they've been in a series, the Penguins have, with Columbus, where I felt the Penguins were in danger.
We're at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Are the Penguins at 15-1 a good bet to win the Stanley Cup? They have the ninth best odds. teams like Vegas and Marc-Andre Fleury are ahead of them on this list. They're tied with the Capitals at 15-1.
Is it good for the NHL, by the way, as a quick aside here, just humor me, that Vegas is good again this year? Is that a good commentary on the league, that they are a solid playoff team, or does that mean it's like too easy to be good?
No,
basically?
It's the former. Yeah. It's the first part. It's a new market.
Okay.
That has embraced the team. It's an exciting atmosphere at their games.
You understand why I bring it up, though. There could be the idea that if an expansion team in any other sport was that good that quick, where people would say that this is a little bit.
Well, I'll give you
wonky.
An example. If an expansion team came into baseball during the 20 years of losing, in 2001, when the Diamondbacks came in and like won a World Series, lickety split, like that
right.
would have ticked me off as a Pirates fan.
I mean, I remember the Carolina Panthers were good right away in the NFL, and so were the Jaguars,
yep.
basically.
And that was during the Steelers' drought.
Yeah, it was at the well, the Steelers
Super Bowl drought. I'm talking.
Yeah, the Super Bowl drought. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here's another reason why I think 15-1 is a good bet. So, don't you think the team that's going to come out of the Atlantic Division playoff is going to be a little spent? Like, do you feel
they're going to have gone through their war already?
Yes, like you brought it up before when you mentioned Ottawa. Ottawa was an under 500 team that year that got through a weaker Atlantic Division and got a chance to play the Penguins after they had to beat a 100-plus point Blue Jackets team, a team with, I think, the third most points in the league. And after they beat Washington, who won the President's Trophy, and despite all that, Ottawa, who I think was the 15th team into the playoffs, took them to overtime in a Game 7. So to me, like, if Ottawa can give the Penguins a Game 7, then I would think after Boston has to go through Toronto and Tampa, or after Tampa has to go through Carolina.
Here's my caveat to that. If Boston loses in the first round and you don't have to gun it, I know that it's more reputation than anything, but they strike me as the most physical of those teams. If they don't make it to the second round and it's like a Toronto-Tampa second round, I feel like that goes out the window a little bit because it's such a skilled series that while it might be close and hard-fought, it doesn't have that physical grind. The Penguins, for how skilled they are and the Caps are, those series were physical wars too. That was the other part of it. So Boston is the team in the Atlantic that I think would provide that element
yes.
that would wear down one of the other two.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly, 412-928-9370. Coming to you from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Stunning odds to win the Stanley Cup. Not the Penguins at 15-1, but is there an unbeatable team in this year's Stanley Cup playoffs? We'll discuss that. Also, keep you abreast of what's happening in the NCAA tournament.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.